This message was recorded live at Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church in Plantation, Florida. Welcome to PlantationSDA.tv. Here you will find a diverse variety of Bible-based topics and conversations. God's master plan to inspire your mind, bring peace to your heart, and uplift your soul. May you be blessed and encouraged as you listen to God's Word.
Praise God. We're back in God's house. Can somebody just say amen for being here on this Wednesday evening? I'm excited. I don't know about you. It's good to first be in God's house. And second, it's good to be home. Plantation is home. So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to share with you all. It is not only Mental Health Awareness Week. It is Pastor's Appreciation Month. And I just want to shout out the love of my life, Pastor Jovan White, who is watching. And I also want to shout out two of my favorite pastors, Pastor Jen and Pastor McCoy. God bless you and your families. And Pastor Marsh, who is doing a really great job holding down Plantation SDA. I hope you all are praying for your pastors and loving on them like I love on mine. Amen. So today I want to talk to you all about, I don't know who's going through a dark time. I don't know who's ever felt depressed. I don't know who's ever felt anxious, but I want to talk to somebody about let go and live. Is that all right? I want to talk to somebody about how God can give you the ability, God can give you the power to let go of the baggage, let go of the garbage, let go of the distractions, and just live. Please join me as I just offer a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for another opportunity to just proclaim your word, proclaim that you are God and my faithful friend and father. Please use me as a vessel, Lord. Let self be removed, Lord, and let heaven be proud in this moment. Let you get all the glory. And I ask for each person watching, let somebody's heart forever be changed as they remember that Jesus is always at the center of it all. Amen. Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7. I want to start and use this as the foundational text for the few moments that I have with you all. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Jesus, I'm leaving it at the feet of the cross. I'm leaving it there because I can't handle the problems on my own. I can't handle the problems at work. I can't handle the problems in my home. I can't handle the problems in my marriage. But Lord, I am asking you to remove the anxiety, remove the depression, not just from you all out there. Lord, remove any anxiety I'm facing even now and beat back the forces of evil while you're at it. So I want to talk to you about one of the most beloved preachers. And just as a reminder, your pastors get sad too. Pastors and kingdom builders and elders and deaconesses and deacons. And the praise team gets a little depressed sometimes. There's a little anxiety there. See, when you're building up the kingdom of God, God knows that you need to be covered day and night. You need to pray without ceasing because the devil that roars, Satan, is on the attack and he's not gonna let up, especially with people that are trying to build the kingdom. So if you know you're trying to build the kingdom of God, I'm just asking you to hold on a little longer. Glory is on the horizon. Those rainbows we shall see one day. In 1834, Charles Haddon Spurgeon was born in England, and by 17, he had become a pastor, and at 22, he was invited to preach at a church service. And during that church service, the unfortunate happened. While he was praying the opening prayer, he heard, "Fire! The galleries are giving way." And he kept on preaching. He thought people were excited. He didn't realize until after a sermon that seven people had died. 28 had been left in critical condition. See, though he slay me, yet shall I still trust him. In the midst of his depression, he got back up. So yes, it's sad. Yes, it was sad when the newspapers were talking about he shouldn't have packed out the church and it was his fault. And if he hadn't preached, so many people wouldn't have died. Though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. Sometimes in those dark moments, in the sadness, and if you've ever lost anyone, if you've ever gone through grief or sadness or loss, I know what that feels like. I lost my mother and my best friend on November 10th, 2018. Her last breath was taken as the sun was coming up on Sabbath morning. But God, there's still hope. Why am I not crying? Because Isaiah 57 verses 1 and 2 reminds me, sometimes the good have to rest so they don't have to deal with the despair and the turbulence of our world. And there's hope in the kingdom of Jesus. See, the difference between myself and an atheist is that I have a hope, and my hope is built on the solid rock called Jesus. My hope is firm and stern in the foundation that God has not left me and he won't leave me. If he's done it before, if he's brought me through depression, then he'll do it again. So some warning signs and symptoms of mental health illness are troubling thoughts and feelings. So your feelings change. They're feelings of sadness. You're thinking you're not good enough. The world should end. The behavior is, I just want to stay in bed. Physical health deteriorates. I don't feel like eating. I don't feel like going on, but may I propose to you that you need a little bit of anxiety, just a touch to get out of bed each morning, just a touch coupled with hope to know that God still loves you and God still cares. We can talk about depressed people all day long. We can talk about Elijah being depressed. We can talk about Jeremiah singing songs of lamentation. I want to bring to your attention Paul and Silas locked in a jail, but still singing and rejoicing in the midst of it all. Depression is real. I don't know who's been sad. We are going through an unprecedented time. Worldwide, we are all, I suspect, grieving the loss of normalcy and trying to remember what it was like to greet somebody without mask, without an elbow tap, without not being able to see their face covered up. We've lost a sense of humanity. But then there's God. See, the church hasn't stopped. Now, when we were able to reach maybe 100, 200 people inside each church, we're able to reach thousands. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it all the way around for good. God will continue to show up in your life if you only trust him. Maslow, famous psychologist, tells us and reminds us that we have needs. We have basic needs, physiological needs. We have needs to be safety. We have needs to love and belong to a group. We have needs to feel good about ourselves, but that pinnacle, that self-actualization that we should all aspire to is when you are completely confident with who you are. You're ready to step out on faith and be creative and try something new. And I'm asking, if you haven't already, try Jesus. He will never fail you. I can tell you all the theory. I can give you case study after case study about how God has allowed me the privilege of working with some of the most depressed individuals on earth, from CEOs of Fortune 500 companies to the hottest influencer to celebrities to faith-based leaders in the newspaper on a regular basis. I've worked with them. But the one thread was Jesus. See, I can't work with somebody without telling them about the foundation of hope. And the foundation of hope isn't found in a salt bath. It's not found in the latest spa or the Audible book. That's all great. It's not found in the app that I love called Calm or Finch, a great self-care app. It's found in Jesus. The Bible is the basic instruction before leaving Earth. Everything you need to know is in this book. So we've had challenges to our basic human needs. Our safety has been challenged because of COVID-19. Our feelings of security have been challenged. Our connection with one another has been challenged. Our certainty of when will things go back to normal. May I propose to you that this is the normal? So we're gonna have to do things differently. We're gonna have to learn to interact with each other differently. Someone told me a pandemic usually lasts for about 4 years and we're only in year two. I don't want to bring anybody down, but the sheer reality is that we don't know what God's plan is, but I know God's purpose for my life is to bring as many people on this gospel train. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get to heaven alone. I don't. So there's anxiety and depression. And I also want to add that anxiety, depression, they're cousins, they're best friends. They are interrelated. There's a parallel distinction between somebody not feeling as though they can get through the day, the panic attacks, the crying, the spells, and depression, where that can look like anything. That can be staying in bed all day. That can be the need to continuously eat because you're sad and you don't know how to gauge your emotions properly. A study came out yesterday. In 2019, it was reported that 8% of Americans were depressed. After COVID, we're at 28%. If that doesn't startle anybody and want you to reach out and pick up your Bible and go to Proverbs and try to find an answer, I don't know. Depression is real. So there's anxiety and there are all types of disorders. Panic disorder, there's obsessive compulsive disorder, specific phobias, and the list goes on. But the Bible reminds us, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret, it only causes harm. I can't worry, I can't fret. I'm scared of bringing home the disease to my parents. I'm in school, I don't wanna go back. What's it like without a mask? I don't know if I'm going to college away or if I'm gonna stay home. I'm anxious. But the Bible reminds us, rest in the Lord, cast your cares upon God. I don't have the answers. Although I believe in therapy and you should go get one, it's helpful, but Jesus is my all in all. When my therapist doesn't have the answer, I still have to fall on my knees and take it to Jesus, all the way to Jesus, my Savior leads me. Who else has experienced depression? Job, remember him? Moses, 40 years, the same complaints. Moses, is this all you have for us? Moses, can't you give us some more food? Moses, manna again? 40 years. Jonah, Peter, the whole nation of Israel, what would it be like to travel with so many people on and on? What's tomorrow gonna be? I'm gonna wake up, we're gonna walk a few miles, we're gonna stop and get some manna, we're gonna go to sleep, we're gonna sing a worship song, and then we're gonna do it all again, and again, and again, and again. 40 years of this. So how do we prevent anxiety and depression? We trust in God. We learn how to cope. We read the books. We reach out for help. It doesn't make sense. You come to church and you're depressed. Reach out to your pastors. Reach out to an elder that you trust. Reach out to a social worker, a therapist, a psychologist, a psychiatrist. Reach out to somebody with some letters behind their name that's gone to school. Reach out. Learn to cope. Keep things in perspective. This is a moment in your life. I'm sorry if you've experienced loss. I'm sorry if you're going through a hard time in your marriage. This is just but a moment. This isn't the rest of your life. This is a sliver. But if I rest and put my confidence and hope in God, I'll be able to reach out to others because I may not know what to do, but somebody else can help me along the way. How do I show empathy when I'm seeing my friends go through this? I can actively listen. I can show genuine interest in their lives, move beyond labels, and leave assumptions at home. If you don't know the whole truth, be quiet and pray about it and ask somebody. Smiles are contagious. Shift your mask down just a little bit. You don't want to catch anything. And smile at somebody. Instill hope about the future. Yeah, it's going to be real. Man, that sounds bad. It sounds like the person's about to die. You should probably check out hospice. That's not helpful. You may want to remove some toxic people out of your life. You may want to usher them out. Yeah, you know, I don't know if your husband's going to change. He cheated on you before. He'll probably do it again. I need you to pray for me. I don't know if your child's going to come back to church. I need you to pray for me. And if that fails, just tell them. Be blessed. Because I refuse to be stressed. Delete the number and move on with your life. Make a to-do list. Get into some fitness and health activity. Studies show when our adrenaline is up, the cortisol, the stress hormone, goes down. Support system, now is the time to come to church. Some of us are going out to work, we're going to Walmart, but we can't come to worship. Come back to church. Socially distant, I see it, I see the disinfectant sprays, Plantation's on it. Come back to church. Be with community. If I can go down the street, if I can go to my neighborhood block party, if I can go to what the function is at work, I can come and reside, worship, and fellowship with the people of God and leave better than I came in. Amen? I can leave better than I came in. Self-care is recognizing the importance of mental health. It's attending to one's emotional, psychological, and social well-being. So practice whatever sparks joy. If it's you learning a new dance, do it. I had a karaoke party all by myself. It was Tasha Cobb Hill's song and Maverick City in my office one day. Do whatever sparks joy. If it puts a smile on your face, do it again the next day. Examining stress in your life. So here are a couple questions to consider. How are you feeling physically? Do you cringe at the thought of going to work? Indeed is real. Get on Indeed, get on LinkedIn, find another job. Who says you have to stay in the same position? How are you feeling emotionally? What are the stressors in your life? If you can change one thing and insert some joy, do that. And then if that works, do it again and again and again. What kind of support do you get, both with your responsibilities and for yourself personally? No man or woman is an island. And are you able to relax? Some of us don't even know that word and what it means. Relax, relate, and then release. Pause and then reset. Sometimes some of us need a sabbatical. You need to step away. You need to be in a secret, quiet place. And if you don't already have a war room, closet room, a prayer room, find one. It can be your bathroom. It can be that closet. It can be the garage. Find a place where you and Jesus connect. Because after Jesus, what else matters? Is Jesus the center of your life? What is the gap in your spiritual life? I mess up. Okay, try harder. I'm going through a bad time. I feel fatigued. I want to quit. I feel guilt. But try harder. Continue to try. We fall down, but we get up. Remember that Donnie McClurkin song? Keep on getting up. God asks us not to stop. God asks us to continue to trust and obey him. Go back to the basics. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. The Bible. When's the last time I spent time with my friend? JC and me are like this. And I know when he misses me, because that Holy Spirit, small voice will tuck. Kahila, I haven't heard from you in a while. Check in with me. I'm interested in your life. I want to know you. I want to love on you. But I can't do that if you're so far away. You're watching Monday Night Football. You're watching the latest basketball game. You're doing everything else but spending time with your Creator. Go back to basics. Family stress can be awful. It can be like chasing a bull and running for your dear life. Family stress is defined as pressure or tension in the family system. It is a disturbance of the family's steady state. Something happens. A child's not doing well at school. A child is on the verge of breaking out and leaving the values and the morals and lessons that you've inserted. Some other family member has come into the home and disrupted the homeostasis section. Do something about it. Am I starting every day with family worship? Am I going to bed at night? Do my kids know Jesus, or is it just a symbol? Who is at the center in our home? Is it Netflix? A little Hulu? HBO Max? Who is at the center? Is it CNN or Fox News? It needs to be Jesus. Any upset in the regular routine of the family tends to have an adverse effect on family life. Does your family seem like dogs fighting? Take it back to the basics, because the atmosphere in the home should be all the word implies. It should be a little heaven here on earth, a place where the affections are cultivated instead of repressed. Our happiness depends on the cultivation of love, sympathy, and true respect for one another. Do I like my family members? Do I pause in front of the garage before I step out of the car each night? Do I want to step inside? Does my family lead to greater depression? Jesus can fix it. Jesus can make things better. So what do we do to fight the stress that we're under? Maintain structure and routine. Limit media consumption. Challenge negative thinking. What evidence do I have for this thought to continue to pervade in my mind? Stay active, get enough sleep and rest, connect with loved ones, and get accurate health information. How to be grateful. I love this quote by Professor Robert Edmonds out of University of California, Davis. He states the following: processing a life experience through a grateful lens doesn't mean denying negativity. Instead, it means realizing the power you have to transform an obstacle into an opportunity. It means reframing a loss into a potential gain, recasting negativity into positive channels for gratitude. It means looking at the glass as half full, not empty. Man, it's never gonna be better. You know what? I have hope that tomorrow is going to be a new day. I have hope in the next moment Jesus is going to walk with me. Learn how to say no. Ask for help. If I can't do it, I'll find somebody else to do it. Learn to negotiate and barter. If you do this for me, I'll do this for you. And treat yourself. I love on myself. That means bubble baths, new shoes, and a little chocolate. Amen? Love on yourself. Self-care is the best thing in the world. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them. I believe that I'm a daughter of Zion. I believe that my Father loves me. I believe that there's favor on my life. I don't know who needs to be reminded, but I've come here to tell you, you are a child of the Creator of the universe. So stop walking around like a peasant. Stop walking around like a slave to this earth. Your home is in glory. It is not here on earth. So nice cars are great. Big houses are fabulous. Country club memberships are cool. But my home is in heaven. What am I living for? What does each day mean? Your purpose is God's plan. God has a way of taking the disconnected pieces, the depression, the anxiety of your life, and bringing them together to shape your destiny. So I'll close with this: and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. I'm available. I'm available, Pastor McCoy. I'm available, Pastor Jen. God is calling out to us. I am available, Plantation Church. Knock on the door. Answer. The answer is there. So if you've left, come back home. If you need prayer, put that down in the chat. If you need deliverance, put that down. But today I'm asking you to let go of the bills. that you don't have the answer for. Let go of the IRS situation. Let go of the child support payments. Let go of the boss that doesn't like you. Let go of the haters that are right beside you. Let go of the marriage that you think you can fix by yourself. Let go of the child who you think you can usher and reel back into your home by yourself. Let go of fear. Let go of depression. Let go of anxiety. Let go of anything that isn't about Jesus. Let go and live. God bless you all on this Wednesday evening. God bless you all.
This podcast was brought to you by Plantation Seventh-day Adventist Church, a Christ-centered congregation dedicated to spreading the good news of God's love through sermons, deeper dive conversations, and much more. If you would like to listen to more life lessons and inspirational content, please visit us at plantationsda.tv.